T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just highlights how many of these kids in the state are talented but still need a look. One of the guys trying to get those guys those college looks is Alex Brinks from eForce. Alex, thanks for joining the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I don't know if you saw that today. I wanted to start there. The SI All-American watch list, they listed 1,000 prospects who are up for their All-American team. Only 5 players in the state of Oregon, 0.5% of the talent in the country coming from the state of Oregon. Kids in the state, it just feels like they're up against it. And college coaches, you hear that for, you know, well, his film is from Oregon. What does that mean? Because you hear it with a lot of kids. Kids will say, you know, I have this great film or I put up these great numbers, but college coaches aren't sure. What aren't they sure about when they say that to an Oregon high school football player?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of, you know, what you saw today, I guess, was, you know, kind of a classic case of national perception for Oregon high school football. And it's frustrating. I mean, I'm a kid from Oregon, right? From Eugene, went to Shelton High School, you know, had a very similar path to a lot of guys that are going through this and you know, kind of scratch and claw to get yourself recognized. And, you know, what it comes down to, one, is numbers, right? The population size in Oregon's not as big, so there's just not as many athletes in general. You know, kind of the center of the population around Portland, Salem, Eugene, along the I-5 corridor. You know, there's guys outside of that that get missed on occasion. And then, you know, within the state in general, I think the college coaches, you know, they look at it and they say, well, you know, a kid might have a great year or a great game or you know, a great 4 years for that matter, but, you know, who's he playing against? Who's the competition? And I think, to me, that's the hard part. You know, it takes an athlete in this state being incredibly productive at a high level for a long time, you know, for 2-3 years to get that recognition. Even then, sometimes that's not enough, right? And that's the struggle, because in other states you see, you know, you see 1 year guys, you certainly see 2 year guys, you know, guys that start as juniors and have great seasons, you know, get more recognition than maybe a comparable player in the state of Oregon.
You're trying to fix that with a few guys who are kind of under the radar, and some of them have stars next to their name, but they maybe need to answer a question in a 40, or they need to prove their height and weight and lock that in. This Sunday, or July 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lake Ridge High School, you're having an invite-only event for prospects in the state of Oregon, trying to get them some exposure. How do you plan on doing that, and what's that event all about?
Yeah, the Northwest Best Showcase is something that, you know, we've been a part of for, boy, 5 years now, I guess. And, you know, the kind of the idea, right, is to provide a platform for athletes in the state and in the region, you know, to get in front of college coaches. And that's changed dramatically this year, you know, along with the rest of the recruiting process because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so, you know, what we've landed on this year is an opportunity where, you know, we're going to live stream this event and record it and do a few different things to kind of help fill the gap of what, you know, the spring and summer eval period used to be, right? Which was, you know, there was combines and the opening regionals and college camps where you could run 40s and get times. And, you know, to your point, what happens in Oregon a lot of the time is that an athlete, again, has great film, but a coach wants a question about speed answered, or they want to know if he's actually 6'2" and or that he actually weighs 195 pounds or 300 pounds for that matter, if you're a lineman, right? They want the verification. And so we're going to try and provide that on a small scale. And you know, because of the challenges again this year, it's got to be small, and that's part of it. You know, but we're excited. I think, you know, we're going to try our best to give an opportunity to guys to see what they can do and get out in front of some of these colleges.
So your goal with this, and we've talked about this a little bit off the air, your goal was to invite kids who you think are college prospects that definitely have a place somewhere in the college football landscape, but maybe have a measurable question they need answered. You also mentioned that you're going to have like a clock that's on the you found a way to show the clock and the player competing at the same time. Same thing with heights and weights, that there's actually like below the video or next to the video, you're going to zoom in on the exact numbers while they're doing it. Walk me through that, because that sounds incredible.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, one of the big pieces of this, because of the world we're living in, is it's all virtual, right? So one of the challenges, particularly in the 40-yard dash, is, you know, if I hand time a 40-yard dash and then I show it, you know, to a camera or whatever, you know, there's no guarantee that a coach is going to kind of believe that that was the time that was actually run. I hate to say it, but that's just, there's a gray area there. And so, you know, what we've come up with, and with our partners at Ready Go Productions, who do the prep game of the week, is a really unique way where we'll be able to shoot the athlete running the 40 and at the same time have a shot of the actual timing unit. These are laser time 40s, electric start, electric finish, cut into that shot so you can see it running at the same time, which is the best you're going to get in the scenario we're in to verify that time. And so we're fortunate also to be able to utilize the opening's football athlete rating. So every athlete will get a football rating just like they would if they went to an opening regional, which is the only place you can do that in the country this year, because student sports has not been able to run their events. So, you know, those things I think are going to help these athletes. And as you alluded to, you know, a lot of these guys they're going to be seniors. You know, some of them are going to be juniors. That's definitely where we're leaning, because those guys, you know, have missed out on so much on the process. And I think that's what's important, is just, you know, trying to provide, you know, these kids an opportunity and a chance to get out in front of colleges, do something, and maybe improve their odds to on the recruiting landscape.
So I skimmed the roster quickly, and here are some names, and feel free to grab whoever you want out of this. If not, if you don't want to mention them, at least we'll mention them on the air here. A couple of quarterbacks that really intrigue me: Jack Artman out of Clackamas High School, Blake DeBishop out of West Lynn High School, Jefferson linebacker Jason Davis. He's a three-star prospect, just hasn't necessarily shown the measurables yet, and he's got a chance to do that here. A couple of West Lynn kids: Zach Holmes, one of my favorite offensive linemen in the state. Gavin Haynes got a chance to run for 2,000 yards. If there's a fall football season, he's got a chance to be really special. And Amarion Kelly, one of the more dynamic athletes in the state. Those names really jump out to me. Anybody you want to mention out of that group in particular, or somebody maybe I didn't mention that you want to kind of give a shout to and talk about them as a potential prospect?
You know, and frankly, I mean, those guys all are exactly what you're talking about, right? 2- and 3-star guys that are trying to make it and have some question marks, whether it's film-based or it has to do with the physical measurements. And there's other guys out there, and I think, you know, we'll get some of that stuff out, and you can check out the Twitter at NW Best Showcase, and with an underscore at the end of it, and you'll see some of those guys that are coming. But, you know, in general for me, and there's plenty of guys on that roster that, you know, I'm excited to see them put down numbers, right, that, you know, maybe people don't know. Because here's the big thing, right, is that, you know, starting in March, everybody went into quarantine, and some guys were working and some guys weren't. And I'm excited to see the guys that have made jumps from January, February, and even last season during this time they've had, and really taken the bull by the horn. So I'm fired up to see the whole group.
I got to push back a little bit on this, and I asked this last week for an event as well. How do you do this safely? What are the requirements to make sure? What happens if a kid gets COVID because he went to the event? How do you make sure this is as safe as possible? What things are in place?
100%. Yeah. I mean, that's by far the most important piece of this. And so for us, it's all about, you know, minimizing the numbers, controlling the groups, maintaining physical distance. I mean, these athletes are going to be in groups of 10. As they move through the field, they're going to be spread out, physically distant, 6 to 10 feet. Masks are required when you're on the field and moving through it. When you're not competing, everybody's getting temperature checks coming through the door. You know, fans are not going to be able to be milling around and be all in that. It's going to be athletes and staff. And so it's really the best in that sense to be able to control the environment. You're going to be outside. You know, we know about all the studies that come with that. And so as you maintain that physical distance, utilize masks, and take the temp checks heading in, you know, we feel very comfortable that we can have a great event in the safest possible way.
Alex Brink, thank you very much. I hope some kids put up some numbers that lead to some scholarships. I know you're trying to do the right thing here to get some of these kids some exposure.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Andrew. And if anybody wants to check it out, you can watch the live stream. Just go to nwbestshowcase.com, and the live stream will be there starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.